Today is the seventh and last sermon in our series on Paul's letter to the people in Ephesus. And so far, we have talked about the great mystery of Christ, one that we have embraced here, the mystery, the truth, the promise that everyone, absolutely everyone, is fully and completely and equally accepted by God just as they are. And we've been commissioned to go out and share that good news in our words and in our actions. And we've been given ways that we should live our lives, how we should live in relationship with each other and before God, so that we have healthy relationships with one another, and so that other people look at how we live our lives, and they too see God through us and are drawn to God. And today we end this sermon series, and it is all about spiritual warfare. It talks to us about where we can find our strength to do just those things, to proclaim that all people are included, to live our lives in such a compelling way. It draws us to each other and to God and draws the world into God's presence. And so today we have instructions on where to get that strength. I don't know if you noticed in our scripture reading, though it told us to take up the armor of God. I don't know about you, when I hear the word armor, I think of military, I think of power. And those words, they just didn't settle well for me this week. Things are heavy in our nation right now. Heavy on my heart, I know heavy on your hearts, because several of you have talked to me personally or emailed me about it. We're living in a nation with great political division, where the right and the left, they don't just disagree with each other, but they see each other as enemies and speak almost violently about each other. Where there is such great polarization, and where power and wealth and being right and mighty often leave the least, the lost, and the left out in the dust. And we come to this scripture today about the armor of God, thinking of all the violence that has taken place in just the past week, 2 mass shootings, one in a synagogue, one in a yoga studio. And our hearts are heavy at such violence, at the way human beings can treat one another. And then we think of our own United Methodist Church and the conflict that we are presently in. Our conflict is so deep in the United Methodist Church around LGBTQ inclusion, around issues of human sexuality, that our denomination is close to a split, and it is so significant that there has been called a specially called meeting of General Conference, the world governing body of the United Methodist Church, to take place in February of 2019 to see if we can find a way to stay together. And there are 3 plans that are being brought forth of how we might do that, but with each of the plans, there's some division, there's some split. And people are seeing each other not just as people they disagree with, but they're seeing each other as enemies. They're claiming Scripture as their own property. And in the midst, we're not living out that message of Christ that we learned in Ephesians, that all people are included and accepted and beloved. And in our battling, we're spending so much time on our division that we're not reaching out to the least and the lost, and those left out. And our hearts are heavy. And today, it's All Saints Sunday. And as we remember those who died, who we so deeply loved, our hearts, they're filled with joy in the memory and great thankfulness for their lives. But our hearts hurt, and they're heavy. And I'm guessing many of you, like me, are wondering whose names we will be lifting next year, or if our own names will be lifted. And so we come to today's scripture from the end of Ephesians that tells us to take up the whole armor of God. I don't know about you, beloved ones, but I don't want to take up any armor that has anything to do with power or physical violence or might is right. I want to take up the kind of armor that our scripture talks about today. Our scripture talks about the armor that God gives us, the strength that God gives us. It comes in truth. It comes in righteousness. It comes in peace. It comes in faith. It comes in salvation. And it comes through prayer. That's the armor God gives us. That's the strength we have. Our strength comes not in our power over people. Our strength comes in our relationship with each other. Our power is not in our weapons. Our power is in God, who loves us all, who loves the world. The beginning of September, we talked about how we are entering the year of low here at First United Methodist Church, the Coppertop. And Dick Carlson reminded us of that scripture verse in Matthew 28 that says, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." And we gave you buttons that say, "Lo." And we asked you to put the buttons on you. And then when people came up to say, "What do those buttons mean?" to share with them the verse, "Lo, I am with you always," to tell them why it's important to us that God is with us always and that God is with them always too. And then to give them the pin. And we also invited you to take pins and give them to people who you know need them and tell them the promise that, "Lo, God is with them always." And when we need strength, when our hearts are burdened and heavy, when we don't know what to do, we know what to do. You see, the answer is, "Lo. Lo, God is with us." And so today, I want you to hear a story of strength, a story of God's kind of power, a story of lo. Michael, would you come and share with us?
Good morning. You may know me as that handsome man who waves his arms around so the choir makes some noise, but I also do that in another career over at Northwestern High School in Maple. I would probably, if I were to have to categorize, I would probably say that the school district I work in is a conservative school district, or right, and that I, as a person, am a very liberal person, or very left. But you know, that's kind of been a blessing to me, to my career, to my program, because it has shown me that all of those families and all of those people, it's not everyone, but those who are a little more on the conservative side have become my friends, have become trusted allies, and we try to constantly get along and can support each other in our program. Some of them become very good friends. Some of them become Facebook friends, and you might know there could be a little difference there. This one day I was scrolling through my Facebook feed, and one of the parents, who is a friend of mine and is a very conservative person, but whom I respect a lot, had this written on her page: "God is good. I can't tell you the roller coaster of emotions I've gone through in the past 2 days. I can't bring myself to pinch myself to see if this is really real. We've been excited about things before and had our hopes crushed. Everyone has been there, but sometimes I feel like we have had more than our share of hopes crushed to the last 4 lifetimes. But the Lord seems to be opening door after door, not just windows like Julie Andrews references in The Sound of Music. It's like he has said, 'Wait, wait, wait, I'm working on a plan for you, and when it is ready, I will let you know. Things will fall into place. Could this time be now? Could being faithful all these years be being rewarded now? He knows what is best for us, even though we wish differently, different timing. My favorite verse is Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I claim that verse often. It gets me through my days. Some days, when I just feel like crawling into bed, I'm being taught to wait and trust. So when I read that, I thought of my low button and thought, you know, sometimes we're thinking of this, lo, I am always with you, to comfort people and tell them that in those darkest times, he's with you. But she kind of had a mixed message here. She started off saying God is great and he's got a plan for us. So I thought, lo, God is with you in those good and bad times as well, in your faith and in your time of lack of faith, perhaps. So I sent her an envelope with a lo button in it through her son, listed out what we do here, that we try to share that message and share that button, and she could she could keep that button, she could give it to someone else, or whatever she would want to do with it, but to know that God is always with her. This was her response to that letter. My son gave me the envelope you gave him to give to me. He said, I have no idea what this is. I kind of like installing that fear a little bit too. She goes on to say, it has been a crazy week. Sorry, I didn't thank you for it earlier. I took it with me as we searched for Jamie in Barron on Tuesday. When I saw it or thought of it, it reminded me to pray again for this poor missing girl and her family. He is with them too, and the whole thing is just breaking my heart. So I'm going to choose to keep it, and it is reminding me every time I see it to pray for her and that the Lord be with her as well and keep and protect her as well as comfort her family and friends. Thank you so very much. So even in giving our message to others, that is carried on as they go and let others know the same thing. So thank you for letting me share that story.
Thanks, Michael.
I'm going to grab my new low button.
Okay. Isn't that where our strength comes in? Our strength comes when we can have friends who see and believe different than we do and love and care about them. Our strength comes when we share the message that, lo, God is with us always. And our strength comes when we are willing to hear that same message that, lo, God is with us. Our strength doesn't come from the power of the world. Our strength comes from the power of relationship. In 2 days, you're going to go to the polls. And you're going to vote, and people in this church are going to vote in a variety of different ways. And we're not going to see things the same way. But we're going to be united in the midst of it. And my only commission for you personally as you go to the polls is that you think about God and the message that we learn here. And you think about your faith and what you believe and make sure that that is what you are voting. And we're going to love each other in the midst of it. And in our congregation and in our families and in our communities, when we don't see things differently, we are not going to be those people who look at the other and say evil, wrong, bad. We're going to join hands in love and unity. This past week, I saw news coverage about just this. Take a watch.
We vowed to end the week on a high note, and Steve Hartman found the perfect story on the road.
In Lamoille County, Vermont, the fall colors are at their peak. Everywhere you look, bursts of Lucy Rogers green and Zach Mayo, red, white, and blue.
We don't need as much government.
He's the Republican, and she's the Democrat.
I'm pretty centrally focused on health care.
They're competing for a state house seat, aggressively competing. Both have visited or plan to visit every single home in the district, all 2,000 plus. The locals say they've never seen anything like it.
They're both all in?
They're out talking to people.
Knocking on a lot of doors.
They both want to win in the worst way.
But this highly competitive race took a dramatic turn recently. It happened during their debate, when the candidates asked for a few extra minutes at the end to do something together.
I'm not sure what it is, but...
They stood up from their tables and began moving the furniture, preparing for what appeared to be some kind of musical performance.
But I had no idea what.
Right. Even the moderator didn't know.
I don't believe anybody did.
Indeed. What happened at the local library that night was completely unexpected and totally unprecedented.
Because we asked them if we could have a few minutes at the end to play a duet.
A duet.
A duet.
It strikes a chord.
So to speak.
Yeah. To say to the world that this is a better way.
There's no singing more, there's less, is more.
Democrat and Republican united in perfect harmony. There weren't enough tissues to go around.
Very sweet and kind, and it just drew you into a different place.
It marked a turning point for us.
It gave me a lot of hope.
It was what we really needed, what we had needed all along.
The song they played that night, and for us again after, is about a deep yearning for a less competitive society.
Hope you're not lonely.
Rendition so resonated with folks here in northern Vermont, we actually saw houses that had signs for both candidates. A clear indication that the winner of this race has already been decided. A landslide victory for civility. Steve Hartman on the road in Lamoille County, Vermont.
That was pretty cool.
Is that not the better way? Is that not the better way? Our strength that comes not in our power over people, our strength that comes in our relationships. Our strength is not in our power, our strength is in our God. Lo, Jesus says, I am with you always. When you vote this week, remember this. Lo. Amen.